Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? What? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut.
I'm going to sell you on a guy that I already know you're not buying. All the deep dives.
Caillou, the kid that whined. I'm going to be frank. Sometimes I want a Clifford and Bear in the Big Blue House to go over and just knock him around.
I think they will win. They're back at home.
I'm going to go off here.
Hans, come in here. Let's poke you in the eye.
I literally just create madness. I put a packet of mild sauce.
The one Taco Bell packet was a little...
That was strange.
I don't know. Their secondary grades out is the worst. High scoring. Take the over. He who had injury, he who had.
King Derek the Fifth.
Is it better to have two defensive coordinators or none?
Or none.
They have Tua's brother. It's easier than to pronounce. Tua Valoa. Yeah.
This song I really dislike.
Hans. Trevor's on fire right now. You got to be a trendsetter. 14 team, all heavy favorite. How dumb am I for doing that?
Yeah, you're dumb.
You know, it is college football season, Derek, which means it's time for Lon to make his dumb parlay picks every Saturday, where I take every favorite and bet like $10 to win $12.40. And always an upset occurs where I sit there and go, man, stop doing that.
Can't believe it.
I'm bad when it comes to this stuff. You're the expert. Speaking of the expert, you and Trev are going to kind of combine here. We got Trev's ticket coming up at 5:30, Trevor on the road, but still, this is just kind of the work ethic he has. He's going to join us to do a little Trev's ticket today. We'll be excited about that. Week one edition. Of course, Illinois 1-0 going into week one, and hey, we'll take that. I don't understand the math, but I'll certainly take it. It is time to hit the Dick Van Dyke appliance world. It is time to get more information about opponent number two for Illinois, and that is UTSA. Joining us now, he covers UTSA for InsideRunnersports.com. It's J.J. Perez. J.J., how are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Excited to have you on and learn more about UTSA. Why am I scared about playing UTSA right now, J.J.?
It's strange because we're seeing the line move this week, and the Roadrunners are getting a lot of respect from Vegas, which is sort of odd. They won seven games last year. They fell short in the First Responder Bowl in December, but there's a lot of optimism surrounding this program. There's high expectations. Last year there wasn't, you know, much to expect from this team. They overachieved. They're returning 21 of 22 starters.
Wow.
Something like 90% of their contributors who played last season are back. And, you know, they're experienced. They're as deep as they've ever been. They're a program on the rise, a young program, still, you know, starting up, if you will. And this will be just the 11th season in the program. So, and a lot of dynamic talent on the football field on both sides of the ball.
Jay, you want to break down, get nitty gritty with the certain position groups and the strengths, but overall, big picture, you mentioned it there, a team that went to a bowl game last year. They played at BYU, a good BYU team, and only lost by 7.
Mm.
Where do you think they're going to be as far as their confidence in coming into Champaign and be able to get that done?
I think the confidence is sky high. You look over the history of this program, the 10 seasons they've played, they've only beat one Power 5 school in their history. There have been a lot of close calls. Everybody knows they've been close a few times. They probably let BYU off the hook last year, if we're being honest. So a lot of confidence with the team. And, you know, that one Power 5 win was Baylor under the first year of Matt Rhule when they were rebuilding. So everybody knows how that season went for Baylor. So, you know, to go on the road, this is the first time UTSA is playing a Big Ten opponent. It's a big opportunity for UTSA. And these guys know they don't have these types of opportunities every year as a Group of Five program, honestly, like a mid-level to lower-level Group of Five program. They know this is a big shot to start their season off and kind of maybe propel them into something special this year.
As you dive in as an outsider and look, doing the homework on UTSA, certainly their running back and Sincere McCormick jumps off the page as a guy who was a second-team All-American in the FBS last year, set school records with as far as his yardage gained, his touchdowns on the ground, and clearly that's paired with a very good offensive line. So how confident do you think they will be, or what kind of success do you think they can have on the ground against a Big Ten program?
So, you know, it all starts with Sincere McCormick. I mean, he's a you mentioned it. He was All-American last year. He was a freshman All-American the year before, and he's already on draft board this year. So, I mean, he's a small, shifty back, kind of an every-down back. He's got a lot of vision, and what the great part about his game is the durability. I mean, there were times where they gave him the ball 30 times back-to-back weeks, and he was just a workhorse, and he's gotten better this offseason. He's slimmed down a little bit. He's working on his speed because he's trying to get into the draft. If that's one thing, his breakaway speed isn't as great as you see some of these, you know, high-round draft picks. So, I mean, that's a point of emphasis for them. And UTSA loves to run the ball. When they're able to run the ball, that sets up everything they want to do. Now, how are they going to do against the Big Ten opponent?
Sure.
With, you know, guys with 5 years of experience and, you know, bigger guys than they're used to seeing on the Conference USA level? I mean, that remains to be seen. But I feel like they could hold their own. Their starting lineup on the offensive line is all back, all five guys.
Mm.
Last season, Sincere McCormick did that rushing record using a combination of eight different starting lines because of COVID and injuries and whatnot. So they've had continuity from the end of last season to now, and I think they're really hoping to lean on that to do something against a powerhouse like a powerhouse program like Illinois, especially in the trenches.
Now, J.J. Perez, he's the big deal, and I'll tell you why, because on Twitter it's at the J.J. Perez. You're like the Ohio State of Twitter, my friend. I'm loving it, man. J.J. Perez covers UTSA for InsideRunnerSports.com. You talked about Sincere McCormick. That's scaring me to death. Illinois just faced a kid in Adrian Martinez that is a dual-threat quarterback for Nebraska. Did a pretty good job. He broke away for a 75-yard run. He certainly got his numbers by the end of the day. How does a guy like Frank Harris kind of compare to an Adrian Martinez? What do you think is going to be his strength going against this Illinois defense?
So it's a very good comparison. Frank Harris is a true dual threat quarterback, and his ability to scramble out of the pocket, avoid pressure, and honestly, there's any play he could take it to the house because of how shifty he is, his speed, his vision, and I mean, he's just a dynamic athlete that honestly has had injury problems throughout the course of his career, and last year he was the starter. He got banged up in the middle of the season. He came back at the end of the season. He's as healthy now the last probably 9 months than he's ever been in his career. The question with Frank Harris is, what is his passing ability going to be? UTSA doesn't ask him to do a lot of intermediate routes, check down, stuff like that. They'll take a shot every now and then down the field to keep the defense honest. But Harris has struggled sometimes with his accuracy and decision-making. We saw in the bowl game he had a really bad interception and just a bad decision. But throughout the end of last season, his accuracy has increased. He's had a fantastic fall camp, a terrific offseason, and they think he's going to have the best season he's ever had. So that's really the question. Well, we know everyone is going to want to stack the box against the run game and make Frank Harris throw the ball to win. Can he answer that call? I think that's going to be a big deciding factor in how successful the Roadrunners are this season.
Now, J.J., Illinois, on the flip side, when it comes to receivers, they've got a kind of a group of kind of unknown going into this. But Isaiah Williams showed out week one, of course. Donnie Navarro still there. You've got a couple of nice tight ends. How about on the other side with UTSA? How about, is Harris throwing to some talented guys, or where are they at when it comes to that receiving core?
So there's two main receivers, Zachary Franklin and Joshua Cephas. Those guys are the top two guys coming back. Franklin is, a true deep threat with, big hands. He gets up there and high points the ball, and just an overall, like, true number one receiver. Where they're a little thin at is in the slot position. And I don't know how many non-12 personnel, two tight end, sets we'll see this week. I think UTSA's deep at their tight end position. They like to use a lot of tight ends. They like the way they block. Helps out with the run game. Some of the guys have soft hands. So, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of two tight end sets this week and this season for UTSA. But, you know, overall, the talent is decent for a group of five program. You know, they're among the top in Conference USA for sure.
He said soft hands. I was going to use an isotoner joke, but neither one of you guys are old enough to understand it.
I don't even know what that is.
I'll explain it later to both of you.
JJ, before we move on to the Roadrunner defense, I do want to ask you about Frank Harris. With the way that he runs the ball, is it mostly him improvising and getting out of the pocket, or do they also use read option design runs? How does he utilize his legs?
It's a combination. They try. So Frank's very aggressive with the way he runs, and he's gotten injured because of that in the past. So they try and keep him in the pocket as much as possible, but this is a zone read offense, so there are going to be some design plays, but you know he's just most of it's going to be ad lib. That's where he's the best, where you know the pocket breaks down and you know guys are out in coverage and he can make a linebacker miss and you know it's over. It's a huge play. You saw that with Martinez last week in that big rush, and that's the kind of style that he could bring. That really is unaccounted for. Unless you're putting a spy on him, which, you know, Illinois will probably do, you know, it's just another body to account for with that defense.
Defensively, for UTSA, they return a lot of starters. How does that unit shape up overall? What's the strength, and is there a concern? Is there a spot that maybe worries you going against Illinois with what they can do?
So the strength is going to be in the front seven. You know, they released a two deep depth chart this week, and then they actually listed three guys across the front seven, the defensive line and the linebackers. And there's some spots where they're four guys deep just because they have so much guys returning and, you know, so much talent and depth. And you know, that's the strength. They're going to rotate a bunch of guys. And the defensive line may be the strongest group. And, you know, there's a couple of guys on that unit that were Power 5 transfers. Chuck Wiley on the end there, he's kind of a hybrid end rusher. He transferred from Ole Miss before last season. If there's one area that's a little bit of a concern, I'd say it's the secondary. Sometimes they're susceptible to the long ball. And, you know, we haven't seen a lot of guys step up and make big plays in that secondary. Of course, you know, Rashad Wisdom at safety, a San Antonio product here, locally, you know, a local star. He's pretty good in coverage himself, and he's a downhill, big hitting style of safety. But I mean, he's just one guy in the secondary, and that unit overall, sometimes they're going to get tested. I think, you know, this season people are going to take shots and try and get them, you know, see if they could get behind them. But I think that's where the yin and the yang of the scheme and how, you know, there's two first year co-defensive coordinators, how they're going to scheme around that and make things work. That's kind of what remains to be seen this season.
JJ, what's led to the rise of this program, in
no
your
doubt.
Opinion, to be in a situation where you're less than a touchdown underdog going on the road to play a Big Ten school and to go to a bowl game last year? I mean, UTSA isn't a nationally known, you know, program or a factor, but now they're getting quite a bit of respect. And like you said, even on the Vegas side of things, what has led to this happening for JJ Traylor? I know he had a very good year one and before that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's recruiting. I mean, we all know that recruiting is the lifeblood of any quality program. And, you know, Jeff Traylor came in last year and he made it a point of emphasis to recruit San Antonio, which is kind of a fertile recruiting ground, but sometimes under-recruited, as well as the surrounding areas and Texas. And they've really made that a point of emphasis. And I mean, the numbers are crazy. I think there's 30, almost 40 guys from San Antonio, the greater San Antonio area and beyond, on the roster. And they're talented guys. I mean, Sincere McCormick could play anywhere. I mean, he's out of San Antonio and he decided to stay home. There's a couple of guys on the team with that kind of pedigree. So what we're seeing now is, you know, that started under former coach Frank Wilson, who is also a very good recruiter. You talk about Jeff Traylor. I mean, you're talking about a two-time National Recruiter of the Year at Texas, at Arkansas. I mean, he's got the skins on the wall when it comes to recruiting. So this is his first head coaching job, and I think he's kind of learning a little bit on the fly. But last year's rise is a direct reflection of the talent on the team. I mean, this is the 11th season of Roadrunner football.
It's incredible.
And they're as deep and as talented as they've ever been.
That is great. J.J. Perez providing some excellent insight into UTSA. He covers that team for InsideRunnerSports.com. Find him on Twitter at the J.J. Perez. Is this one of these that Illinois fans, let's say we get to the second quarter and everything, you know, in other words, when we get to the second quarter of this game, what will be going right for UTSA to make Illinois fans nervous if it happens?
Well, you know, honestly, I don't know if this is a game that Illinois is going to overlook. I know, you know, just reading and watching all the press conferences this week, there seems to be a lot of mutual respect between both programs. But, you know, if the Roadrunners could get an early score and, you know, maybe take some of the air out of the stadium, I mean, that was a good crowd, a good atmosphere last week that Illinois had. And UTSA hasn't played in front of that crowd, in a crowd like that, in a very long time. I think all of the road games last year were no crowds or limited amount of people. So that's certainly a factor. And, you know, just, if there are no mistakes, this is the first game for UTSA. You know, Illinois has the advantage there where they got some of those first game jitters and knocked off the rust a little bit. And you know, that's why there's always the biggest jump between game one and game two. So from that standpoint, UTSA is at a disadvantage, but they're healthier. I'm sure Illinois would want their quarterback and linebacker to play.
Sure.
So it's one of those things where if the Roadrunners can limit their mistakes early, maybe put up a quick score, I mean, you never know what could happen.
Last one for you, JJ. Are you expecting this to be one at the very end of the game within a possession? Are you buying the Vegas line? Do you think this will be decided by a touchdown or less? And if so, which side do you think it'll ultimately go to?
You know, every game UTSA played last season came down to the last possession. So I don't think they're maybe as good as some of the experts think they are, and they're certainly not as bad as folks thought they were last year. They're probably somewhere in between, so I wouldn't expect anything different, to be honest. I expect a one score game in the fourth quarter, but I do think Illinois is going to end up pulling it out. They're just too physical, too big up front. Both lines are just, you know, that's where the game swings in the fourth quarter, is in the trenches. And yeah, I like the Illini. I think the spread I saw today was 5.5. I like the Illini to cover that, I think.
All right. JJ, I've always wanted to ask this. Now, you're down around San Antonio. Tim Duncan, of course, led the Spurs to so many titles, helped lead the Spurs to so many titles, but he would never talk to the media. Did you ever have a chance to visit with Tim Duncan? Or, I mean, it wasn't in a bad way. He just was so quiet.
Never. The Spurs organization was notorious for never making him available. And even if you go back to his retirement, he did it in his kitchen with an iPhone and his girlfriend and best friend. So, yeah, that's the stuff of lore down here in San Antonio.
I bet, well, at least Popovich gives you everything you need, right?
Yeah, and more.
Well, J.J. Perez, it has been an honor to visit with you, my friend. Are you coming to the game?
I'll be there. I'll be there Friday night, Saturday morning.
Sweet. Well, listen, safe travels, and thank you so much for the insight into UTSA, J.J. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
That is J.J. Perez, InsideRunnerSports.com, and on Twitter, at the J.J. Perez. He sounds like a dude that I want to have a cold beer with. We should have invited him
Friday
to Pia's.
Tell him where Pia's is.
You know what? Well, maybe I'll text him and say, JJ, it's Lante. Come on out to Pia's, baby. Let's have a cold one. Doesn't he sound fun?
He does.
That's so funny. I have always wanted to ask someone in that market what it was like to cover those Spurs teams with Tony Parker, who was quiet. Manu Ginobili. I'm not sure if he was quiet or not. He seemed like somebody would probably talk. Tim Duncan never said a word.
No.
Robert Horry was on one of those teams, right?
He was.
Who else was on those Spurs teams? I'm trying to think.
Kawhi later.
Oh, yeah.
Like towards the end.
Quietest guy ever.
Definitely.
I mean,
it's part of the brand.
No doubt.
The shortest interviews ever from ever. Pop.
Unbelievable. I mean, it is just crazy how I would have gone mad in that market, because not only, I mean, they were winning championships and you got nothing out of them. Can you imagine Illinois gets to a Final Four or wins a national championship last year in basketball and nobody on that team would visit? Can you imagine that? You're in the post game and you're asking Brad about a big win over, I don't know, Houston to get to the Final Four. And he's like, yeah, it's a good win, Dirk. Okay, that's all we got. That's all we're getting out of. Yeah, I mean, that it's just, it is weird how that whole core of that group, there had to have been one that talked. There had to have been one guy that was like the media darling. And he may have been the 10th guy on the team, like third guy off the bench. And everybody after every game was visiting with him, basically.
I'd have to effort that roster.
Are you pulling that roster up?
It's not coming to mind.
Let's pull the roster up and just see what we're thinking. The red light is on. And that means that Trevor Valise is going to join us for Trev's Ticket. Trevor, 3-2-1, are you there?
I am working on vacation.
Yes!
I deserve bonus pay.
You know what? I will leave a note on Stevie J's desk and let him know that.
But you know what, guys? When it comes to gambling, I'm never off the clock.
I love it. All right, my friend. Well, hold on. We're going to get to you here in a second. Does that sound good?
That sounds like a plan.
All right, buddy. That is Trevor Valise. He's going to join us next for Trev's Ticket. We'll have to do something with the echo there, because I certainly do not want to hear my voice echoing in the background. Have you pulled up the roster?
I have the roster from their last championship.
Okay.
In 2014. So you've got Matt Bonner. Hmm. You've got Tim Duncan. You've got Boris Diaw, Manu Ginobili, Danny Green, Corey Joseph, Kawhi Leonard, Patty Mills, Tony Parker, Tiago Splitter.
Patty Mills, maybe? Was he a talker?
No idea.
I don't think anybody on that team talks or talked past tense. I honestly, I don't know why I went down that rabbit hole, but I've always wanted to visit with somebody from San Antonio and ask them what it was like to cover the Spurs and Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan is one of the best players that has ever played the game, and nobody knows him. He was from the Bahamas, I believe. Nobody knows anything about one of the best players to ever play the game. And if you did
other
not
than
watch
use the backboard 75% of the time.
Every time.
He was automatic.
So old school. If you have not, if you're so young that you don't remember watching Tim Duncan play, you need to Google it. And even when you do, or not Google, but YouTube it, even when you do, you're going to be like, he's not that good. Oh, no. He was that good. After he banks in another 8-footer.
And Tony Parker was that good to marry Eva Longoria.
Boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy. No doubt about that. Trevor Valise is ready to roll with Trev's Ticket. It's next. It's The Drive.
Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at Long's Automotive Repair. PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
KBJ Broadcasting, supporting the walk to defeat ALS. September 25th. Sam Corder with details.
So you can register on our website. You can get signed up as a team captain or virtual walker. We will send you a box of supplies to host your own little mini walk to defeat ALS. So you can raise awareness and you can raise funds from your own neighborhood. Take a walk around your block, your backyard, whatever works for you, and really make this your own and make a difference in the fight against ALS.
Visit the website web.alsa.org/champagnewalk.
It's a summer festival like no other with RC cars, trucks, aircraft, drones, and more. It's the 4th Annual Horizon Hobby RC Fest at Eli Field in Monticello, Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th. RC Fest is the largest gathering of radio-controlled cars, trucks, airplanes, and more in the Midwest. See skilled modelers squaring off in thrilling competitions. Visit vendor exhibits and see the newest merchandise. Plus, be sure to bring your own models to show off. September 10th and 11th in Monticello at Eli Field. It'll be a weekend with fun, friends, and fast-paced, high-flying hobby excitement. Everyone will love the high-energy RC demos, including a night air show. Drive or fly a Tri-Me tents. Enjoy games, food, product displays, sales and specials, and lots of free giveaways. Then Saturday, don't miss the RC Fest free fireworks show. It's all at Horizon Hobbies RC Fest, Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th at Eli Field in Monticello. RC cars, trucks, aircraft, drones, and of course, you. More details at HorizonRCFest.com.
Hey, this is Ben from the Humble Hog in Paxton. Since day one, we've worked hard to become one of the best barbecue joints in the state of Illinois.
Now we can bring the Humble Hog taste to our own grills, whether it's in the backyard or your tailgate party, as you order the rubs, sauces, and special spicy pickles. Go to HumbleHogBBQ.com for details.
Order in-house or online at HumbleHogBBQ.com. We'll take care of you at the Humble Hog in downtown Paxton.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chineo Gumake. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It's already Thursday. Already Thursday. That should be what they call Thursday. It's already Thursday. Because then when it gets to Friday, you're like, oh, it's Friday, baby. What's Wednesday? It's Wednesday.
Nah.
Monday, I've always said I felt bad for Monday. Nobody likes you.
Nope.
Now,
unless your team's playing Monday Night Football.
That's true. That is a good point. Tuesday, of course. I don't know, tacos.
Super Tuesday back in the day was always a big night for Big Ten basketball.
That's a good call. See? Wednesday's just kind of there, you know. Not that exciting. You know what is exciting, though? Trev's ticket.
You gamble?
Gambling? Who said anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Everything here revolves around betting.
Come on, sweetheart. That's gambling. You want to gamble? That's gambling.
It's my money, and I need it now.
From casino to casino.
You do not have a gambling problem. You do not owe $15,000. It's $20,000.
I want to be a billionaire.
That's sneaky sniffy. You're like sniffy in a bad way.
Okay.
It's my money and I need it now.
Oh, gambling's fun and easy.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
It's my money and I need it now.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Show me the money.
Here comes the money and here comes Trevor Valise. What's up, buddy?
I don't know about you guys, but I think Tuesday is by far the worst day of the week.
Really?
I just feel like Monday, it's so cliche and obvious that it's the worst, but we've got all this stuff to recap from the weekend. We have Monday Night Football. Wednesday, you feel like the week is halfway over, but what redeeming quality does Tuesday have?
All right, that's fair. That's fair. I'll go with you on that one. There's no doubt that you're on par. Now, Trevor, I apologize to Derek already. I'm going to apologize to you. I am going to bring it on week two, but I kind of forgot today to bring it for Trev's ticket. Will you accept my apology?
No, but that's fine. We'll move on anyways.
Well, let's get to it, my friend. Let's go Trev's ticket. I know Pipes has got... Do you have a few?
I've got a few.
Okay, so here's what we'll do. We'll go Trevor, then Derek, and then Trevor, and then Derek, and go from there. I'm guessing Trevor's got more. So, Trevor, why don't you lead us off? Go.
Lon, we literally gave you a week zero to prepare for week one, and you're still not prepared for week one. But whatever.
My bad.
I have, let's see, I've got five. The first one's going to be tonight. I don't know if you guys have talked about this game at all yet, but Ohio State, Minnesota. I'm going to take the under 65.5. Ohio State is a brand new quarterback who's never played a collegiate down. Minnesota lost Rashad Bateman. Ohio State expected to be a top 10 defense. I don't know if you guys are weather experts or not, but there is a 70% chance of moderate rain and a tornado watch for Minneapolis tonight starting at 7 o'clock, which is when this game kicks off. And a 34-30 score would still net you the under. So I'm going the combination of weather, inexperienced quarterback play, first week, we don't really know much about either of these teams. I mean, obviously, we think Ohio State's going to be good. But I'll take the unknowns and the weather and couple it with the under 65.5.
I like it.
That is a savvy play, my friend. Absolutely savvy. And to piggyback off of that, I'm going a little obscure. I'm dabbling in the teasers this week, guys. Ooh. So I am pairing the Ohio State-Minnesota under with the Iowa-Indiana under. Because that one just has 24-20 written all over it. So add 6 or 7, whichever your preference. Let's say 7 on FanDuel to get it at plus 100, even money. Add 7 points to both of those totals and take the under. At 69, nice, and a half under Ohio State, Minnesota, and 52.5 under Iowa, Indiana. On Trevor's point, you got rain.
Yes.
Minnesota's going to want to run the football. They got a returning experienced offensive line. Muhammad Ibrahim is back.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the quarterback on Ohio State side, C.J. Stroud, making his first start. So I like that. And then Iowa, Indiana kind of explains itself.
That's a good call. Shouldn't you always take the under when it's an Iowa game for the most part?
I would think.
Yeah, with their defense and the way they just kind of play. Seems like it. Trevor, what do you think of that?
For even money, I think that's a no-brainer.
That's awesome. All right, Trevor, what do you got next?
All right, I'm sticking in the Big Ten. Oddly enough, this is one of the Big Ten matchups that is not conference, despite us being in week one. I'm going to take Oregon State plus 7.5 at Purdue.
Whoa.
I'm not going to call it stinky sniffy, but, I mean, Purdue might be the worst team in the, well, there's Nebraska, but Purdue might be one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. They're starting Jack Plummer. They lost Rondale Moore. Suddenly Jeff Brohm is, like, somehow on the hot seat after 2 years ago beating Ohio State. I don't necessarily think Oregon State is a great team, but they went 5-7 in 2019, the non-COVID season. And they actually have the third most returning super seniors in the country. Both of these teams are probably mediocre at best. So I'm going to take the Beavers because they're giving me a touchdown and a hook there at 7.5. So I'll take Oregon State plus 7.5 at Purdue.
I always get excited when you guys use the hook. Like, I feel like I'm part of a conversation where I'm in with the cool kids in the room. Like, you guys are like, yeah, they're giving me 7 and the hook.
There you go.
I'm like, yeah, baby. All right, I like that. All right, Derek?
You're going to notice the common theme. Teaser for even money is where I'm going here. Ohio State, take them on FanDuel from 13.5 down to 6.5. All I got to do is win by a touchdown on the road against Minnesota. They're too talented for the Gophers, even if rain makes that relatively close for a while. And I'm going to go with Texas, which... here in recent years, disappointing in week one has been their theme. Tom Herman, they got upset by Maryland week one. There was another one mixed in there, I'm not sure. But this line's gone down way too far. It started at 16. They're at home against Louisiana Lafayette.
Okay.
It's now down at 8.
Whoa.
8 or 8.5. So take that 6 or 7, take 7 points down even farther. Texas just to win at home and Steve Sarkisian's opener with Ohio State winning by a touchdown, even money.
What does it go to when you take that down even more?
So it would be Texas -1.5, oh, and Ohio State -6.5. Essentially, all you need is Texas to win by more than one.
I love it.
And Ohio State to win by a touchdown.
Trevor, Derek is bringing it today.
I'm loving where Derek's head is at on all these. I think that's another heady teaser. I'm going to be joining him, tailing him on both of those.
Yeah, baby. What else are you winning me money with tonight? Or at least this weekend?
I already texted you a snippet of this, gave you a sneak preview, but I'm going to take UCLA +4 against LSU at home. I'm now going directly against my week zero bet that Chip Kelly is a disaster. The Hawaii +17.5 did not work out very well in week one. This is actually a huge game for UCLA. I mean, now they're 1-0 at home against a big name with LSU. The thing is, I mean, LSU's a name, of course, but they were terrible last year.
Mm.
And I don't really know how much they did to change it in the offseason other than firing all their coordinators. UCLA put up 300 rushing yards almost last week. I know it was against Hawaii, but still. They've got a game under their belt, whereas LSU doesn't. And on top of that, LSU has barely practiced this week because of the hurricane. They've had to relocate everything. So give me UCLA at home, the biggest game for Chip Kelly. They're +4, so they're giving me 4 points with a home team against a team that is not only not having a game under their belt, but barely practicing for this game. So take the Bruins and the +4 at home.
Go Tigers. Go yes, Bruins.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like with Trevor's in. Go Bruins.
Can you like guess that. Which direction I'm going next?
I'm
going
to go a teaser.
For even money.
Even money.
Yeah. And some betting purists
out there.
What
does that mean to people that don't know anything about what we're talking about?
So teaser means you're adding 6 or 7 points. Even money means whatever you throw down would be your winning.
That's good. Okay, so
if you turn 25 bucks into 50 bucks.
You can tell where you and I bet. You went to 25. I went right to 5. In fact, I was shocked I didn't say 2.
I'm just giving you an example here.
I love it. I love it.
Some purists might not like that, but with the unknowns of week one, I'm giving myself the cushion of the extra points. So staying with Ohio State, and I'm pairing them with Indiana on the road at Iowa. I think it's a close, low-scoring game. Maybe I'm a sucker for taking Indiana and Michael Penix Jr.'s first game back from the ACL, but I liked that team a lot last year. They return a lot on defense. They still have Freifogel at wide receiver, who's a playmaker. I just don't think Iowa, even if they win, can run away from anybody. So
is his name Freifogel, or is Freifogel his last name?
Freifogel's his last name. Okay. One of Jay Layman's favorites. So that would be teasing it down. Ohio State -6.5 once again. Indiana +10.5.
Okay.
So to stay within single digits.
I like
essentially.
It. I like it. Trevor, should I go knock Trevor on the back or Derek on the back? It seems like he's skipping now with these same teasers on the money line. Or what is it? No, even money.
I don't know any of what you just said, but I do like Derek's bet so far.
I will not go hit Derek then. That's all I took out of that. What else you got?
Okay, now I'm going to the barn burner Big Ten matchup of the weekend, which is, of course, Michigan State at Northwestern, which feels like a game that should perpetually finish something like 6-2 in the rain. I'm going to take Michigan State and the +3.5 on the road. This may be more about Northwestern and how down I am on them. I mean, there's a chance that this is an abysmal Northwestern offense, guys. Hunter Johnson, who has literally never shown any positive flash despite the five-star status, now he loses his star running back, Cam Porter, who's out for the year. They also just lost their best offensive lineman to a torn ACL. He's out for the year. I think Michigan State might have a better offense. And a reminder that last year, a much worse version of this Michigan State team beat what I think is a much better version of this year's Northwestern team. So give me Sparty on the road with the hook, Lon, +3.5.
That's big, man. That is a big... Usually when you talk and you give me advice on betting, I take it. I don't even think about it. I take it and run. I'm thinking about this one. I mean, Fitzy, he's the guy, and he said, we're not doing any more of this win, lose, win, lose. We're going to win, win. But I'll, all right, I'm going to think about that one, Trevor. Is that fair?
Next time he does a win-win, as long as it's with the Bears, that's fine with me.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. By the way, Lindy on the U of I Line Lake text line said, take Virginia Tech to cover.
They're plus 5.5 tomorrow night at home against UNC. That's a big game.
That is big. UNC's the favorite of that one.
They are.
At Virginia Tech.
Yep.
Do they know that Enter Sandman is going to be playing when they walk into the stadium? Do they know that?
I don't know if the spread is accounting for that.
Is Mitch Trubisky going to be in Tar Heel blue?
Hey, now. Sam Howell, my Heisman Trophy pick.
That's right. I forget. North Carolina's going to be really good.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got for me next, Dirk?
Since Lon didn't do his homework, I'm going to give you a Lante pick.
Oh, sweet.
I'm going to give you a chalky
State by 900 tonight.
A chalky four-team money line parlay.
I like it!
Of favorites here. So we have Ohio State on the road at Minnesota to win.
Boom.
We have USC at home against San Jose State. It's getting a lot of love. It's a 14-point spread, but USC is too talented to lose that game. Bama, who hasn't lost a non-conference game since 2007.
Wow.
Against Miami.
That shocks me. It was 7.
Yeah.
I would have thought like 97.
Right. So, Bama, USC, Ohio State, and I'm going to throw Texas in there. I think they win that game. Minus 119. So, close to the buzzword of even money here.
Yeah.
Throw down whatever you want. Get back whatever you put down.
I like it.
My chalky parlay.
Texas gives you a little meat. In other words, you win a little bit extra money because that Texas game is kind of one of those.
I know.
That could be the one to bite you.
Could be.
But I like that you went the Lante parlay. I think this should be something you guys have to do every Trev's Ticket. Do you agree, Trevor?
I do, and I wish I could throw the slightly meaty, if you will, Illinois money line on there as well. But, of course, we can't do that. So.
No, we can't. We can't.
Good call.
Alas. Okay, my last one, boys. I've got Georgia plus 3.5. Another hook for you. For me, this is sort of just a system play. Georgia's a legit top five team. They could win the national title, and I'm being given a field goal and a hook. I don't know that they're going to win the game. Some could argue that they have the quarterback advantage with the experience Fromm versus DJ Ngundo Gumbawale, whatever his name is. I'm okay with losing the bet if the bet that I'm losing is on a top four team that might have the quarterback advantage. Clemson could easily win this game. But I don't think you're really ever going to get Georgia at plus 150 on the money line again this whole season. Amen. So give me Georgia plus 3.5 just because I think it is a coin toss game and I'll take the team with more value.
Okay. Any other side reasons why you would take Georgia in this game?
Nope. I can't think of a single. Nope. No bias.
Okay.
Nope. Nothing.
Tom Crean.
Nope.
Tom Crean. I'll give you what I've bet already. All right. How about this? All right, so here's what I laid earlier, and I've already won an O because UAB got it done. I went UAB, money line. These are all money line parlays. This is why Lon doesn't win money. I went UCF tonight. Now, they're about a 5 favorite. Ohio State and Carolina. That's easy stuff. That's like $6 to win 17. That's easy money right there. Then I did another 4 leg. UCF tonight, so it's all going to depend on this thing. Utah, Ohio State. These are all games tonight. So I've got UCF, Utah against Weber State. I mean, come on. Ohio State at Minnesota and Arizona State's playing Southern Utah. Now, that's not going to win much. But, you know, you throw $3 down, you get 5. Let's go.
Winnings are winnings.
Winning is winning. That's exactly right. Trevor, that's exactly what I did on that. All right, Derek Piper, one last one from you.
Last one for you. I don't love this line, but I'm taking it anyway. I've already bet it. Wisconsin minus 5.5 at home against Penn State. It's a little, I think it's bait on the other side. I think you're going to look at that line and say, that's too many points. I'll bet Penn State.
Right.
I think there's a misnomer or whatever you want to call it of Penn State really turned it around last year when they started 0-5.
That was weird.
And they won their last 4, but they beat Michigan. They beat Rutgers. They beat Michigan State and Illinois.
Okay.
So do they really, like, fix things?
No.
Wisconsin at home. Graham Mertz healthy, full strength. I'll say Wisconsin wins by at least a touchdown. Give me the Badgers and Camp Randall.
Okay. I like this. Trevor, you want a soccer one?
Sure. I was just waiting for I'm just going to wait for Southern Utah to pull off the upset of week one tonight to immediately ruin. And I'm not harboring any ill will on Lucas, of course, but I'm just, you know. something bad is bound to happen with that thing, that parlay that you now claim is foolproof. But yeah, give me a soccer one.
You know that's gonna. You know what's gonna happen? UCF is gonna lose by 14 tonight, and both of my parlays are done. Don't ever do that either. Basically what I do is show you what not to do. And then Trevor and Derek are here to tell you what to do. All right, Trevor, here it is from a 217. I'm taking U.S. men's soccer tonight against El Salvador, parlayed with Ohio State -6.5 in the first half. That is a +175. You know what? For the effort, I'm doing it. Trevor, you in?
I don't know. The Trinidad and Tobago thing still scars me to this day.
Hey, we just beat Mexico, man. We're on fire.
That's true, I guess. Okay, you know what? I'll take that. I am genuinely curious to watch Ohio State Minnesota tonight because the weather. I don't really know how good Minnesota's going to be. I mean, I think we all think Ohio State's going to be really good, but again, freshman quarterback under center. So I am curious to see how that turns out.
Okay, you're checked into the hotel. You're ready to roll up in Chi-Town.
Yep, we're here for Pirates Cubs. Feel the excitement. 1:20 tomorrow.
Yeah, baby. Stay safe, please.
Thank you, boys. I'll get out my Frank Schwindel jersey now.
Boom. See you, Trev.
See you, guys.
That is Trevor Valise. That was good stuff, man. I like doing that. I almost like me not interjecting stupid bets because none of my bets win.
That's not true.
Not many of my bets win. How about that? That's more of a, okay, that's probably true on that. All right,
so new season, fresh slate.
Yeah.
How about all three of us start off strong?
Let's go. Let's go. 651 said it is windy up in Minnesota as well. Probably in Chicago. Hence the Windy City. That was really good, Lon. A soccer one. Are we doing a soccer one tonight?
Might have to.
We have to because they took the time to send it in. Let's take a break. Come back and wrap it up with some good 90s music right here. It is The Drive. Is that 90s or? No, that's like 2008.
No, I think you might have had it first.
90s?
Yeah.
We'll look it up. We'll let everybody know. It's The Drive.
Illini Link is the University of Illinois Alumni Association's new professional networking and flash mentorship platform. Join the Illinois alumni community at IlliniLink.illinois.edu. Network with other alumni in your industry. Mentor students or other alumni in a short-term or long-term format, depending on your availability. Find a mentor for yourself. Join the Illini Link community today at IlliniLink.illinois.edu. Go Illini!
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
At Carpet Weavers, we're flooring people. With great advice, with perfect installations, with an incredible selection of furniture, and with extended financing options. The more you buy, the more you save.
We're flooring people.
With unmatched service from a family-owned business. If you're ready to start a project, we're here for you. Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. We're flooring people.
Carpet Weavers at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
Take your first step toward a new job Tuesday, September 21st at Get Hired Champaign County. It's a free job fair presented by the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. Connect with nearly 40 area employers who have jobs to fill. Bring your resume and learn about part-time, full-time, and seasonal positions available for hire right now. From finance to food service, manufacturing to healthcare, the Get Hired Champaign County Job Fair connects you to the companies that are hiring today. Learn more and fill out a general application at Champaign County. CharityChampagne.org.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champagne.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champagne, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampagne.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Second Chronicles 7:14 states, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Please pray for our nation and our leaders that we may seek the blessings and favor of the Lord. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, located on Cunningham and Urbana, and at Village at the Crossing in Champaign, the Blossom Basket Florist.
All right, Brett Bielema met with the media today. It was not good news about one Illinois player. That would be, of course, Mr. Hart. A little bit better news about your quarterback situation. Here is Coach Bielema meeting with the media today.
Just to give you a couple quick injury updates, because I know you guys will ask. C.J. Hart, we had run further tests on him. Got news early in the week that he would need a procedure. Had the procedure done yesterday afternoon. I went and saw him and his mom and dad last night after the surgery. One of the byproducts of this profession that we love is obviously the physicality of it. And CJ unfortunately has a injury that will now take him out for the remainder of the season. And give him his prayers and thoughts. He obviously was devastated, but very impressed with his resiliency last night, just visiting with him and his folks about the path and the journey that he's on now. A guy that has bought in 100 times over since coming here, came in as a transfer, automatically adjusted really well with our team and our roster, really bought in, obviously a game day starter, was defensive player of the week last week for the Big Ten, but also for us here in the building, and just had embodied everything that we asked. Unfortunately, these things happen, and my guess is that CJ will come back stronger and better than ever. As far as the details of that, I'll let that kind of play out as we go forward, but it was a knee injury that required surgery, not an ACL, but one that will cause him to miss the remainder of the season. So thoughts and prayers go with him. On the flip side of that, Brandon Peters actually threw the ball, like I said, Tuesday. Today he threw it again, looked good throwing the football. Don't know what decision we'll make on game day, other than that he's really progressed nicely and something that we thought was going to be, you know, a little bit longer than it is, because it's a non-throwing arm, is progressing nicely and has made a good gains, especially in the last 48 hours. So excited that we'll get him back sooner or later. Just don't know if it'll be Saturday. So Art will be the guy that, takes a hold, has had a good week of practice. The guys that continue to build around him, kind of take his personality, his demeanor. And obviously Tony and the coaches have given him that role as well. So excited about that. Really, everybody else should be involved in the game plan.
There you go. That is Brett Bielema. So C.J. Hart out for the year. That is a huge blow for Illinois. What he was doing Saturday at halftime of that game, I'm like, oh, that's what a 4-star kid does.
Yep.
I mean, he was just dynamic out there. And, of course, Brandon Peters, good news. You said it early in the show. As a 6-year guy, you want to see him be able to get some time here at the end. So
absolutely.
All right, good stuff there with Brett Bielema today. Some audio there. J.J. Perez covers UTSA. That was fun to visit with J.J. And, of course, Trev's ticket. Nothing wrong with that as well. Derek Piper, we have Big Ten football tonight.
We do. And hang with us at Pia's tomorrow.
Bam! We will be there from 4 to 6, and we have a Brett Bielema autographed football to give away. Come join us. It is The Drive.
Hey, Alina. fans, Jets Pizza is hiring both full and part-time team members. If you enjoy people and you're looking for a fast-paced, high-energy job, then Jets is the place for you. Need some extra cash? Starting pay is $12 an hour, and there's potential for promotion based on attitude and performance, and you'll get a good employee discount. The hardest part of the job is being around that amazing aroma of the homemade pizza sauce. Drive for Jets. Be a part of the Jets family today. Apply online at JetsPizza.com. Jets Pizza, better because...